people understood in the immediate aftermath of the fire that the safety measures had to be employed and there would be some inconvenience. But I think by now, businesses are starting to suffer. They'd be very, very keen to see alternative measures installed. And I think the best approach now would be, as you see in urban areas, the type of scaffolding, the type of tunnel that would protect pedestrians from falling debris, but would open up the junction once again to both road users, motorists and pedestrians.
The closure of Ferris Lane in particular causing inconvenience for a number of people.
Yeah, there's a huge fridge of the town, the population down Marion Park, McGinn Avenue, who access the town that way. They're hugely inconvenienced. And of course, then all businesses at the junction of Ferris Lane, there's six or seven in the immediate vicinity that are being seriously impacted. So we have a real responsibility to sort this problem out. And I think there is real alternatives that can be employed.
You've been in contact, obviously, with council engineers and senior officials. What sort of response are you getting from them? Are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, they are open to the idea and they will, they've committed to investigate alternative measures. So I'd be hopeful that action can be taken and this junction will be opened up as soon as possible.
And does the cost of that fall on the council or can it be recouped elsewhere?
Ultimately, the businesses will also be responsible, the businesses that were impacted, insurance companies. But really, we just need to look at what can be done. And like, when other businesses are being so seriously impacted, the council does need to step up as well. And if so be it, then they do need to pay for the construction of these alternative measures.